It is time for us to check sports, and we will check sports right now. How about those UConn women? Number two, UConn defeated number one, South Carolina, in overtime last night. The shot clock was running out. I saw the video of this. Her team was ahead by a single point in overtime. Paige Buchers threw up a three-point shot that hit the rim, bounced high, and went through. She's a freshman. She scored 31 points, including the team's final 13 to lead number two, UConn, to a 63-59 overtime victory over top-ranked South Carolina. Wow, what a game, huh? What a game for the UConn Huskies. The loss ended a 12-game winning streak for South Carolina. Absolutely great news for the UConn women. They rebound from that loss that they had about a week ago to defeat the number one team. So you would think that they'll be back on top where we're used to seeing the UConn women. All right, let us take a look at some action that took place in the NBA, see if we had any locals in action. I don't see it here. I don't see any locals in action yesterday. Coming up today, the Nets take on the Pistons at 7 p.m. The Knicks take on Miami at 7:30. The Celtics go up against the Jazz at 10 p.m. tonight. All right. So those are today's games in the NBA. Taking a look at action that took place in the National Hockey League last night, the Islanders shut out the Rangers 2-0. Today, let's see here, who's playing today? Anybody local playing today? Nope. But tomorrow, the Bruins will take on the Rangers at 7 p.m. in the National Hockey League. Nice story, sports story today about Rob Gronkowski. And I've always liked Gronkowski, even when he would play against the Giants. He's just a throwback player and a tough player and a player that makes a difference. And when he was teamed with Tom Brady, he was absolutely amazing. Well, this year, after 2 years in retirement and 1 year of broadcasting, he came back. And through most of the season, about halfway through the season, he started to go. And he said that, you know what, he was retiring from being retired. He said he was pain-free after the Super Bowl. And he discussed all the stress that he went through in 2018. Congratulations to Rob Gronkowski. By the way, Tom Brady and Gronkowski both squashed retirement talk after the Super Bowl win. So it looks like Tampa Bay is going to be a team to be reckoned with for more than just this year. So, I was never a big Tom Brady fan. It's not that I didn't like Tom Brady. It's just that, the Giants. I'm a Giant fan. And so I was never a big Tom Brady fan. But this year, I became not only a fan, but a believer that he is one of the best football players ever to play. Yeah, I know being quarterback now is different than being quarterback 20 years ago. They took much more hits. It was a much more dangerous job. But when you take a look at the playing field, Tampa Bay this year, the big difference is Tom Brady. Yeah, Rob Gronkowski came along, and Antonio Brown also played. But it took them, because it was such a strange year, there was no practice, there was no preseason. They were 7-5 at one point. And they never lost from that point on. They just came together as a great team. They did all those road victories, it looks like they stay healthy. They've got a nucleus for at least a couple of years to be a pretty dominant team. They've got their defense is playing outstanding, and of course they've now got an offense that can run at you and throw to many different receivers. So it'll be interesting to see how they move along in the future. But wow, that's all you can say. Wow. So congratulations to Rob Gronkowski and, of course, Tom Brady. There you go. All right. Baseball news. Yadier Molina is returning to the Cardinals for 2021. Anything else exactly happened? Elvis Andrus was traded to the Oakland A's. Don't see any more big news, as we're not that far away from pitchers and catchers reporting, which gives us a hope of a sign of spring, even though we're expecting more snow today, possibly more snow on Thursday, possibly more snow on the weekend. We'll have Pat Pagano in just a few minutes to talk about that here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. Good morning, everybody.